This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Me. Oh, hello, Melbourne. That's me. Hello, the world.
Yeah. Tom's looking at his papers.
Yeah, well, I was
way elsewhere.
I'm looking up Kylie Minogue. She was at the gay New York Pride.
Was she?
Yeah, so I'm like looking at the thing. She looked really good, too.
We had a really good celebration on the weekend, didn't we?
Oh, we went out on Saturday. No, Sunday.
Sunday.
When did we go?
We had lunch.
I was drunk from Friday to Sunday, so I don't know what day
we got. You can't remember. We had lunch in
at La Spagata.
That's right.
No, he taught me how to say it properly. So, the hot Fabio. Did you see the guy?
He was
that
very attractive man.
I'm going back there daily. That's where I eat all my noodle. No, pasta. Where do I get their pasta? La Spagata, you told
La
me.
La Spagatata, isn't it?
Oh, shit, you're right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We went there. We took some listeners along.
Six of them.
And we had a fabulous time.
We had Carlos and Anton. And we had Fred and Peter and Michael and Tanya.
It was great.
And then we should actually say thank you to the Goggle Boxers who their time they came.
They gave up their time, came. It was a really nice lunch, so thanks to
we had a really nice
everyone.
Time.
A new mural has just popped up in LA.
Oh, lovely.
And it's blue. It's got a pink heart that features a large pair of wings.
So that means if you win the Radiothon prize, you could go to LA to see this.
And you could see this.
Oh.
And it's got the blue verified check mark, you know, the verified.
Oh, like you mean like on Twitter, get a little tick.
Yeah, it's got that on it.
I have a tick on mine.
You can't see it through the street, right, because it's hidden by a white tent and it's protected by a security guard. So it's meant to be very, very exclusive.
So you're talking... Well, hang on again. So a wall...
It's a
with
wall...
With a paint...
With a mural on it...
And wings...
And a tick saying you're verified...
And it's hidden in
a
tent...
It's hidden in a tent... And there's a security guard
I'm
next
liking
to it.
Where this is going. This sounds a bit like Wet on Wellington.
According to a sign placed near the wall, photos are for, and I quote, verified influencers and people with 20,000 followers only.
That's me. I've got more than that.
Have you?
Well, what's the thing, Wayne and Tom?
I'm actually appalled by this.
Why?
The creator, not by your followers, by this setup, because they're excluding people. They are trying to create this thing that says you're not good enough if you don't have 20,000
followers. Can I just stop you for one moment? I've seen yours. You've got about 12 followers.
No, there's
I've
about
got 43,000. I don't see anything wrong with it. I like the idea that the unwashed get to stay on that side
I'm going to pull you up on this though, Tom, because once you never did have 43,000 followers,
yeah.
And how would you feel if you went to LA and you were feeling a bit out of it, you know, and not so good, and you saw this thing and then all these people with 20,000 were allowed in and you weren't and they're excluding you?
I don't think anything's wrong with that, because I'm going to assume those that are going through the tent are way better dressed and prettier. I think the unwashed and the unclean and the ugly should stay behind that. No, this is it. We're talking about this here, and I'm one of, what do they call them? I'm an influencer. Well
you're an influencer.
I also have a court-appointed document that says I'm not allowed to influence anyone anymore, but that's another story. We'll go there another day. But when I get there and I want to go into the VIP section, because I have more than 20,000 followers, I need to be protected more than a red velvet rope, because they don't keep in that the masses on the other side. When I'm VIP, I want electric fences. I want that wall Trump's going to build.
You wouldn't be going there. Well, the creators have voiced their disappointment because some people were getting upset about the mural.
Yeah.
And they said it's not exactly fun to be left out of anything, even being able to take a photo near the mural. So they know that it's not fun to be left out. They're acknowledging...
If you've got 10 followers and you take a photo, no one's going to like it or see it. So it's not important.
But these people know that they're making people feel bad. So they're not just celebrating saying, hey, you know, we want to expose our product with these influencers.
I think they should be given an award.
They're acknowledging they're happy making people feel bad.
Yeah, I think it's great.
This is appalling behaviour.
We should have more separation.
And it says also some of the influencers that are verified, and I like these people, with over 20,000 followers, were getting upset about the mural.
No, they wouldn't.
And they said there's no reason to be mad. We created
They're not really. They're going to say they're upset for publicity, but when the lights are off and we shut the doors, we laugh at all you people. We sit there and we go, laugh.
they're disappointed to see a few verified influencers getting upset because they said there's no reason to be mad. We created it specifically for you. Instead of the negativity, come down and take a great photo.
I'm going. This is it. I'm on my way to LA.
This is horrible.
No, I think it's the best thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Do you know, I feel like that. I feel like that sometimes. I go to, like, what is that place down there? DJs, and they make me stand in a queue.
No.
And I feel like pulling out my phone, going, listen, sweetheart, look how many followers I've got on Instagram, and I've got two Logies.
I should
never join a queue.
I reckon there's a soft side to Tom that will. I'm going to get it out of you at some point.
Listen, if it's soft, there's a tablet for that shit, so it's never going to happen.
The 60th TV Week Logie Awards are held this Saturday. How's that?
Well, I'm up for my third. So on my 50th birthday, I will be presented with my third Logie.
Third Logie. It's on the Gold Coast this year too, so that's the first time, isn't it? They're changing it from Melbourne.
Nothing else goes on at the Gold Coast. I mean, who wants to be up there?
Live voting for the most popular categories is now open right through until the end of the red carpet telecast on Sunday night.
So they've opened it up again. So we went already been through one round of voting.
Right.
And now we've made the next round and we're up. Do you know what's really funny? We were up against the Footy Show and they didn't even get nominated and now they're all pissed. I mean, I thought they were pissed because they were unattractive, middle-aged, balding men, but no, they're upset because we got a Logie and they didn't.
Well, TV Week editor Thomas Woodgate says the new live voting system will make for an exciting race to the finish line. So you've got to make your vote count.
Good on you, Thomas. Try and sell it any way you want. It's still the Logies.
And hoping to win the most popular entertainment program category.
No. Most
outstanding entertainment program.
Yeah.
For the third time is Gogglebox Australia.
Yep. And now, I am the star of the show.
Two of the stars are joining us. Two of the stars are joining
two
us.
Two of the hanger-oners of the show, those that have tried to follow on my coattails to try and make a name for themselves. Welcome, Wayne and Lee.
Morning, Wayne. Morning, Lee.
Good morning, boys.
Well, I'm good. I don't know what Warren's doing over there, but I'm fantastic. Because
Before we get going, sweetie, did you have an accident in the bathroom this morning? Because I got up to have a shower to come to work, and that thing was under 3 inches of water.
What, the bathroom? Yeah. I don't know, sweetie. Look, that was at 4 o'clock this morning. Who the hell know what would go on?
But listen, oh my God.
We're not here to worry about what you should be doing at home, cleaning on your hands and knees. We're here to talk about me winning my third Logie.
Tom.
Well, I mean, yeah. I am the star of the show. You are co-stars. I understand that.
Lee, I'll leave this one for you to tackle.
Now, I want to have a bit of a go here. Now, we're all voting for the gold Logie, and we know there's some great people up for it.
Who is up for it, do you know?
I voted for Amanda Keller. That woman is 56. She's never aged a thing. She drinks the blood of virgins. I'm telling you, there's something that keeps that woman alive forever. The other one is...
It's really exciting, though. For the first time ever, though, Foxtel's up for a gold Logie.
Yeah, but for Andrew Winter, what the hell? He's a pom. I'll give him one of my Logies if they send the bitch back to England.
Anyway, we're supposed to be speaking about us in a Logie, not every bloody else.
So who are we up against? Can you know anyone there, Lee? Who are we up against?
God, I don't know.
Correct. Ando Brush to fame. Bloody hell.
The project.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's... And they're not going to win, are they? Yeah.
Ando,
we like
good,
the project.
Yeah, and what's the other one? We're up against Hard Quiz with Tom Gleason. Remember the one where they get the experts? You know, like you're an expert of, you know, peeing on a bush, so they ask you questions about that. Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that. He's good. He's good.
That was really painful.
I don't remember it.
Do you remember?
Do you remember it, Wayne? Did we watch it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, several times.
Do you know what that just proved to me, what Lee said? She tries to say she doesn't drink. I can tell she's a drinker. I can't remember what I watched. Now, Lee, so we're all going to the Logies this Sunday, which we're very angry about.
Are you guys not going?
Well, we're not invited, but I did find out that, did you know the Queensland government is giving each network $1,000 for every star they bring? And it's called a celebrity assistance package. So we're not going. I know you're not going either, Lee. Foxtel, I want my $1,000. Hand it over.
Oh, my God, really? Is it true?
Well, that's what I read in the newspaper. And I mean, if it come from a Murdoch paper, it has to be true.
So I can't even get into an after party. What are you talking about?
So for the after party, Lee, I'm assuming I was following you on Instagram yesterday and you're out trying to find a new dress for the occasion. So you spent $10 in Miller's again, I can see.
They're not $10 at Millers.
Oh, I wouldn't pay three, sweetheart. I mean, Jesus Christ. Bring it on over tonight and I'll throw a bit of sequence on it and we'll gay you up.
God, you're a bastard to her.
But I don't care.
I know, Lee. Don't take it. Just slap him next time you see him.
Anyway, sweetie,
we got bigger problems at home, so Millie's got the salts.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Brandy and Trixie have been tormenting because those two claim that they won the last two Logies, so Millie's now feeling left out that she hasn't
this
got one.
This is true.
So
our little dog has...
We need everyone to vote because poor Millie thinks that she at least should get a Logie for this because she's really depressed that she wasn't put up for Best New Talent.
Yeah, I agree. The dogs are the star.
Did you see who they put up for Best New Talent? The Bachelorette guy.
Oh, you're joking.
Been on yet.
No, he was on The Bachelorette previously and occasionally he gets on The Living Room. Matty J, that's who I want to say. Yeah.
But that show hasn't started yet. The one with the guy with all the curly hair.
No.
Yeah. That's the footy player.
And he's called The Beaver or something, or The Badger.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not into these shows.
No. Lee, just top up your Irish coffee there, love.
Yeah.
So, guys, in all seriousness, you want to get votes in, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we need people to vote.
You need people to vote for Gogglebox, yep. So where do they do it?
Oh, shit, we don't even know where to do it. You've got it. If you just go vote for the Logies, you go to this thing, Now to Love. But let's make it easier for the world. Go to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and Andy has put a link in there that'll take you straight there.
Okay, so okay.
And remember, if you can come to me and show me that you voted for Gogglebox, Lee will give you special favours. Is that correct? Is that what you said, Lee? That's what I heard you say at dinner. If you vote for me,
right,
things will...
Yeah, right.
I mean, I offered, but Wayne gets upset. Yeah. He's such not a sharer. Yeah.
So head across to our Facebook page, Tom and Warren. Wayne and Lee, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck with the Logies this Saturday.
Thanks, guys. And please vote, everyone.
Yeah, vote for Thomas, vote for Tom.
We're talking about reality TV and you guys on Gogglebox. Now, you know, I'm not a huge...
No, we're talking about me winning my third Logie. Nothing to do with reality
your
TV.
Third Logie. Did you see Matt Preston's pants this week?
No, but I did hear it caused a stir. Did you have a look at him?
I saw it.
Do you know, I've met him. You know, he's like about 6'4". Like a unit.
What was it? He's had these striped pants on. They were green and white candy pants.
Did he have a cravat that matched?
No, it didn't match.
The cravat didn't match?
No, but they were really... I actually think it made him look really, like, short as well.
What, the long shot? No, he's really big. Like tall and like a unit. I tell you what, Donald Trump only needed to get about six of them and he could make the wall in between. You know,
I don't know what it was. But anyway, he had these... There's been lots of social media comments about it. Someone said, blinded by Matt's pants. I cannot take my eyes off Matt's pants. What is he wearing? And someone else, called them green and white candy canes.
What is the show? Is it My Kitchen Rules or is
MasterChef.
It MasterChef? You know what? That show has had its day. How many times can we watch uninteresting people make another dish? What's the big thing? Oh, panna cotta. Every 5 minutes, oh, I made a panna cotta. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's bloody old milk and a bit of lemon.
While we're still on reality TV, did you see that party boy Corey Worthington?
Oh, the little boy that had a party when his parents went away?
Yep.
Didn't you have one of those?
Well, I did. He's looked set to compete on the upcoming season of Australian Ninja Warrior. Now, I saw a picture of him.
Oh, he
has really built up. Like,
up.
His body is looking pretty good.
I tell you what, there's... I was going to go there. That's very rude. But you know who else is going to be on that stupid show with him?
Who?
One of the other bachelors is going to be there. And a footballer. I think his name's called Bo Ryan.
I don't know.
He plays NRL, but he is hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, if you don't remember, he rose to fame in 2008 at 16 years of age when he threw that out-of-control party.
I feel sorry for him. We all threw a party like that when our parents went away.
And he was rewarded for his bad behaviour with a stint in the Big Brother house.
Well, he was kicked out very quickly.
Was he?
I think so.
I didn't watch it. Never watch it.
You never watched Big Brother?
No, never watched it. Wasn't interested. I'm not a big reality TV person at all, Tom, I hate to say it.
Oh, so what do you watch? What do you watch?
I watch a lot of Netflix.
I thought he was going to say, oh, no, I watch the ABC. I only watch documentaries about underprivileged whistle... three-legged midgets, you know, like you're like interested in stuff. So I don't like to think.
I'll do you a deal. I'll vote for you guys in the Gold Logie.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll stop being mean.
Even though I might vote for ABC News in the current affairs. A couple in Florida were arrested a few days ago.
Because they live in Florida?
Because they were selling golden tickets to heaven.
Oh, no.
To hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the street for $99.99.
Well, of course, it wouldn't be worth $100, would it?
Told buyers the tickets were made from solid gold and that each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven.
Please tell me they sold out. Please tell me that enough dumb people thought they bought a ticket to heaven.
Simply present the ticket at the pearly gates and you are in. And his name's Tito Watts said in his police statement, "I do not care what the police say.
Okay.
The tickets are solid gold and it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC."
Great. Yeah. And you sure he never meant Jesus? He bought stuff off. Was he buying crack off Jesus behind it? And he thought it was Jesus.
And told me to sell them so I could get me some money to go to outer space.
Get me some money.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
I met an alien named Stevie.
No, come on.
No, this is a real true story. I'm not joking. This is all in the police statement.
God, I love Americans.
This is not fake. This is real. I met an alien named Stevie who said if I got the cash together, he would take me and my wife on his flying saucer. Yeah. To his planet.
And?
He said, you should arrest Jesus because he is the one that gave me the golden tickets. I'm willing to wear a wire and set Jesus up.
Oh, good. you missed the best bit. We just want to leave this earth, go to space and do drugs.
That's what Amanda said. His spouse said that.
Yeah.
And anyway, police confiscated, I think, over $10,000.
No, but I'm just saying that the whole article could have started with the man wants to go to space and do drugs. Oh, well, okay, we know where we're going now. At first, I thought it was serious news. And then you tell me.
No, it's true,
some
though.
Some druggo
true.
From America bought crack from Jesus behind 7-Eleven, and now he thinks he's got
and
tickets from Jesus.
Tickets to heaven.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.